How to become time rich. Before we dive into today's episode, I want you to head on over to heatherchauvin.com/live and join our next live webinar. It's June 6th and the 13th. So I have two live dates for you if you cannot make one. Also, what I wanted to say is when I am teaching live webinars, there's a lot of doing. So create the space, bring your pen and paper, and head on over to Heather Chauvin, chauvin.com/live, L-I-V-E. How to become time rich for busy women managing people, raising children, and deeply desiring more from life.
The quicker you invest, the quicker you see results. And hindsight is always 20/20. Hey ladies, I'm back. And today I wanted to talk about kind of two experiences I've had recently. One is being the student of mentorship, meaning receiving help and giving help. So in any transaction in life, there's a giving and receiving. And women, we're not very good at receiving help. We're great at giving it. And too often we give, but we're not giving back to ourselves. And this is the beauty of a give and take relationship, whether it's your marriage, whether it is any partnership that you have, your relationship with your children, mentors, colleagues, friendships. There needs to be a chronic give and receive. So receiving, I know most of us have the weakness of not being great receivers. And today, in this exact day, I had the opportunity to receive help from somebody, like really helping me solve a big problem, and giving help. And hindsight is always 20/20. It's always easier to look at somebody and to say, oh my gosh, I could totally transform your life. I can help you. And when someone has mastered, you know, the area of life that you want to learn to cultivate and you ask for help, you're going to learn the skill. And implementing is where the magic happens. And when you're invested in something, whether that is time and energy, because money, yeah, you can invest the money, but you also have to invest the time and energy in order to see the results. So I was talking to this woman, and she was explaining, you know, her behavior or her concerns with her child's behavior and herself. And I could just hear what was going on in her life. And I could pick up on the behavior. And I knew exactly what she needed to create the alignment that she craved. But sometimes when people say, I can help you, we don't believe them because we've tried and failed. And so in order to really, really, really receive help from somebody, we have to be open to be invested in doing the work. On the other side of that, I was working with a colleague today, and she was really helping me map something out in my business. And it's something that I've been struggling with or challenged with in my brain that I've been trying to do. And she just created the space and did the work with me. And she's like, okay, here it is. It's all mapped out. I'm like, wow, that was easy. She's like, yeah, there you go. And so part of it now is you have to execute, you have to implement, you have to make sure you're on track and rinse and repeat the cycle, rinse and repeat, and then pay attention to, you know, the strategy and keep going. And so I'm like, this is easy. This is easy. So where do things become challenging? Where do things become hard? Where do things become overwhelming? And that is in our thoughts. That is in the beliefs that we have around life. And that's simply part of the human experience. We have beliefs, and those beliefs create thoughts in our minds. And based on our thoughts, those create actions. And, you know, there's theories and definite science about the subconscious mind, and that 90% of our actions come from our subconscious beliefs. So according to that, we're not even conscious of our beliefs. So here's the thing. If you learn how to receive help, how to ask the people that you truly want to help you, you're like, oh my gosh, they've mastered this in their life. Not the people that, you know, you're like, oh, it's easy to work with them. It's cheap. It's a quick fix. This person says they can help me with it, but they haven't actually mastered it. Or you're asking for help from somebody that you don't even feel in alignment with. Like you don't even feel you click with them or you have the same values. Authentically asking for help from somebody who has mastered what you want to embody or what you want to create and cultivate in your life is exactly how you make shit happen in your life. There is not one successful person that I've ever met, success in any area of their life, who have done it alone. Nobody that I've met. And every single time I listen or talk to a mentor that I admire, they say, I did not get here by myself. Even when I was watching the women's soccer, I don't watch women's soccer. So I was just watching like the press conference of, you know, the championship. And they were thanking all of the people that helped them to get to where they are. They did not do it alone. It took a team. It took a village. And so because today I had this paradox of receiving help and giving help, doing both in the same day, which some days I do have both, some days I don't. Some days I'm only giving and other days I'm receiving. It was interesting because I wasn't emotionally attached when I was giving help. And I'm like, I can see you. I can see where you can grow. I got you. You know, here's step one, step two, step three, step four. Here, like if you take this action, here's how it's going to happen. And then when I was learning to receive like the strategic help, again, it was, here it is, Heather. Step one, step two, step three, step four. So easy. Go do it. They weren't emotionally attached, but I was. My beliefs came up. My thoughts came up. My stories came up. So I get it. This is why we need each other. This is why we need help. This is why as women, we need to stop pretending we can do it alone. This is why we need to stop. We need to stop putting on this facade of supermom and doing it all and carrying it all because it's not sustainable and it's killing us. So where in your life do you need to receive today? And where in your life are you giving too much? Motherhood, business, and impact. Are you a seasoned business owner or professional woman who continuously asks herself, is it even possible to feel in alignment both at home and work? The answer is yes, and I am living proof that this is possible. But it does take new skills, different strategy, and mindset in order to achieve the alignment that your soul craves. I get so many questions, emails, DMs on Instagram from you guys asking me, Heather, how do I do it? And I'm not going to lie, there is no one size fits all, but there's a lot that works for people and that I've noticed work for my clients as well. So I've decided to offer this free information session where I'm going to be showing you, I'm going to pull back the curtains. I'm going to show you what my calendar looks like. I'm going to answer your questions. This is non-scripted and just help you, authentically help you for those of you that are in business that are unclear on how to balance both. And I use that term lightly, balance. And at the end of this, I'm also going to be introducing my Soul Elite coaching program. So this is a year-long coaching experience where I'm literally pulling back the layers with you guys. And these are established business owners and professional women who want to be around like-minded women who want to elevate and want more in their lives. And you've already checked the professional, the cultural appropriate successful boxes. You have the career, you have the money, you have the family, and yet you're burnt out. You feel out of alignment. You feel like there's not enough time in a day in order to achieve what you desire. So I'm here to call you out on your BS, to help you create that solid strategy and also help you manifest the life that you truly crave. Because let's be honest, you have one life and one opportunity to make an impact. So you have two options here. If you want to find out more information about Soul Elite, then you have to fill out an application, and then you and I are going to get on the phone for an introductory call to see if it's a good fit. So head on over to heatherchauvin.com/Soul Elite and fill out that application. But if you're still sitting on the fence and you're not sure and you want some introductory information first, then go ahead and register for that free webinar. You can get that at heatherchauvin.com/business.
This summer, I'm being incredibly intentional about community. My word for the summer is community and connection. And I just want to say thank you for being a longtime podcast listener, or maybe you're a new listener, and I wanted to celebrate you. And I wanted to create more connections. So what I've decided to do is do a merch giveaway. If you are unfamiliar, I have a merch shop on my store, so you can go check it out on my website at heatherchauvin.com. You can purchase anything you want. But what I'm actually going to be doing is I'm going to do a giveaway for my hat, my How Do You Want to Feel baseball cap, one of my journals, which is the Emotionally Uncomfortable journal, and my beautiful Myrrh mug, which is called Excited Shitless. Excited Shitless is when you take the leap and you're like excited about your next level, but you're also terrified. So go check out the merch on my store. But here is how you can dive into the actual giveaway. Go to Instagram and find me at Heather Chauvin, Chauvin. And right now I have about like 19 or 20,000 followers. So if you're finding someone else that doesn't have that, that's not me. And all you have to do is follow me to be entered into the giveaway, and then send me a private message that says giveaway. That's all you got to do. Go follow me on Instagram at Heather Chauvin, Chauvin. I think there's an underscore after that. follow me and DM me giveaway. And what we're going to be doing in a few weeks is we are going to announce the winner, and then we will reach out to you in your DMs on Instagram, and we're going to ask you which item you want in the merch shop. Do you want a hat? Which color do you want? Do you want a journal? Do you want a mug? Do you want a signed copy of my book? And yeah, that's it. It's all about connection, community, and gratitude for me this summer. And I just want to say thank you for being a listener. Thank you for, you know, all the messages that I receive on Instagram and in email. I'm just here to help women thrive. And this is not an emotionally comfortable journey, as you know, hence the reason the name of the podcast. And in order to attract more time, more energy, more money in our lives, we got to take some emotionally uncomfortable action. So I'm right there with you on the front lines. And yeah, go follow me on Instagram and DM me. Giveaway.